Welcome to Magnify Your Excellence. This is the eighth audio in our program, Overcoming the Fear of Being Fabulous. And if you've listened to the first audio set, the first seven audios, then you are well prepared for Magnify Your Excellence, because the Overcoming the Fear of Being Fabulous program has been designed to lead to this particular CD, which is number eight. If somehow you've received this CD and you are listening without having listened to the first seven of the audio CDs that we have produced, then we suggest you go to overcomingthefearofbeingfabulous.com, where you can get the entire Overcoming the Fear of Being Fabulous set. Now, what are we talking about in this program, Magnifying Your Excellence? Well, first of all, let's just talk about what happens when you use a magnifying glass. You are not able to see something clearly, and you need one to make it larger. Magnification makes something larger, but not just larger. It makes it visible, and it makes it clear. And what it does is it takes it, and it stands out in bold relief against its surroundings. It's identifiable. So when you are magnifying your excellence, you are making it larger. That way you're expanding it. You're making it visible to yourself and others. You're making it clear to yourself and others. And that's because it's standing out, as I said, in bold relief in terms of what other people are doing, what you are doing, and you make yourself identifiable. Here's an anecdote from the Indiana Jones series, the movies. This movie was Indiana Jones, The Holy Grail. There's a moment when Indiana Jones is faced at the edge of a deep cavern. It's a deep, deep, almost endlessly deep cavern. And he has to get to the other side of the cavern in order to be able to continue his pursuit for the Holy Grail. And he doesn't know what to do, so he sticks one foot up over this cavern, and finally he steps forward. And just as he does, his foot lands on a bridge. The bridge was there all along. It had been painted in a way to appear as though it were nothing more than empty space, but in fact, the bridge was there. That's a way that magnifying your excellence works, which Judith will speak to in just a moment. But what you do is you make yourself clear, you make yourself visible, and you take action, an action you might not otherwise have taken. But when you do, invariably and inevitably, the bridge, like in the Indiana Jones movie, the bridge will be there to assist you and allow you to go forward in your journey.
Now, when you have sufficiently overcome your fear of being fabulous, it is time to take a leap, just as Jim described in Indiana Jones. The leap can appear to be quite scary. In fact, it can sometimes even appear to be dangerous, but it is not. It is merely a way to magnify your own excellence out in the world. And everyone we know who gets to the point where they are ready to magnify their excellence, meaning they're ready to put themselves out into the world in a more expanded, in a more visible, in a larger expression of your excellence, it means taking a leap of faith, taking a leap out in the outer world so people can see who you are, see you better, and be available to take advantage of what you have to offer in a way that is much larger than you've ever been able to do before. So, for instance, for Jim and me, we came to a point where we realized that for the soft sell marketing community, all of the caregivers, people who have difficulty with sales and marketing, we knew we needed to create an internet marketing conference just for the soft sell community, a conference we called Bridging Heart and Marketing. This was a huge leap for us. We'd never given a conference before, and in fact, many people told us, don't do it. You're going to lose your shirt. It won't work. We did not care. We were following our own need to magnify our excellence and serve our community, the soft sell internet marketing community. And so we gave Bridging Heart and Marketing, and it was a huge, huge success. I mean, people tease us about being rock stars. It was so successful. Participants told us how it not only helped them with their business, it changed their lives. It was a larger success than we even imagined, because we didn't set out to help people change their lives, but by taking the leap, it helped people take their leap. So when you take the leap, you stop playing in your habituated limits, and you stop keeping yourself stuck in an unconscious station in life. you are prepared to move forward and move in a larger way than you ever have before because you're ready to magnify your excellence.
To accomplish magnifying your excellence takes action. Now, thought is important because any growth process must be thought through. This is not done randomly or arbitrarily. And feeling is important because feeling is the base at which you understand and experience your value and the value of what you're doing. Values are founded in the feeling life, but action is the sacred element. Without action, nothing happens. With no action, there's no creation. Had there been no action, there would not be this universe. If you don't take action, then what happens is you remain in fantasy, and fantasy is that thought process and feeling process that essentially stays locked within your own head. It never gets out into the world where something can actually be brought to bear and manifest. So we urge you, please understand, it is all about action. If you don't take the action, nothing will happen.
Now, just because you are ready to magnify your excellence, and maybe you're not quite ready yet, you're listening to this, getting prepared sometime in the future, we're not suggesting that taking the leap is going to be effortless or completely calm and relaxed. That's not the case. Personal growth has its own journey, has its own energy. So when you take your leap forward, you're still going to run into some anxiety. Why? Because we're never 100% clear of our old programming. So there's still some anxiety about, what am I doing? Should I be doing this? Is this the right thing to be doing? And some anxiety that has to do with still leaving home, still leaving the old love grip, the old allegiances, the old forbiddances. And there's some anxiety about that. That's healthy. That's normal. Know that you are on the right path. Even if you're feeling anxious, keep going. Now, there might be some depression. There might even be some self-hatred that pops up, and you may be thinking it shouldn't happen. You've done the work of overcoming the fear of being fabulous. Why are you feeling these bad feelings? Well, because sometimes you're sliding back out of that discomfort of the anxiety, sliding back, and then you start to feel a bit depressed. And you feel bad about yourself because you're not on that big trajectory going forward. You're sliding back a bit. Please, please have compassion. Please know that growth process is never completely linear. It's never completely just taking off like a jet into the sky. No, it's still a process. It's still a process of self-discovery, and it's still a process of growth. So know that when you magnify your excellence, these feelings are going to be inevitable because you are moving far beyond the limits of your early programming. And as Jim said, keep taking action.
Now, expression, by virtue of the definition of the word, is action that goes outward, from inside of you outward, an expression of you, an expression of yourself. But there's an inward action that has to occur as well, and that is you must receive. What happens when you place your expression out into the world and the world responds? You must receive what it is that's coming toward you, because if you don't, then it's only one way which will leave you mortally frustrated and dissatisfied. But when it's express out and receive in, the loop is complete. And what you're doing not only makes sense to them, whoever is receiving it, and to yourself, but it makes sense because it's a completed whole. So, when you are expanding yourself in the world, as Judith said, expanding beyond the station, the habituated limits that you understood for yourself and have been living within, and you are pushing your own self-growth by being larger in the world, going beyond those limits which forbade you to get larger, which forbade you to look in this direction or look in that direction, what we have called forbiddances. And you're expanding your influence in the world, meaning that your vision has expanded, and influence simply means having those who cannot see what you see in a way that they accept it. So that means your vision has grown larger. And then you receive more acclaim, you receive more notoriety, you receive more gratitude. People are grateful to you for whatever it is you're doing. You must grow your greater receptivity and perspective with regard to what you're doing. Your perspective grows technically because your vision grows. But we're talking about the perspective that allows you to see what you're doing, accept what you're doing, receive what's coming to you from what you're doing, and understand the whole of who you are to the degree that you can. We never understand ourselves fully, wholly, because we're growing. So more and more will happen. You will become more and more than you are right now. But receive what you receive. Take it in. Let it impact you. Let it change you. Let it find a place to reside in you. And your perspective opens. Your perspective on what you're doing out in the world, on yourself, on that relationship between you and the world. There is a whole picture that comes into place. And it's all contingent on two things, all based on action. Your expression outward and your ability to receive, or what I called the inward action, to take it in and let it make you someone you were not before you received it.
Now, key to understanding even more deeply and even more fully what we're talking about here when we encourage you to magnify your excellence is the more you do magnify your excellence, the more you will find yourself in flow with spirit, with divine guidance, with God, whatever you call it, the more you will be in touch with your soul and the message from your soul, the guidance you will be receiving, and it becomes more and more magical to pursue the goals, the desires, the ambitions you have in the world and in your spiritual life. You will find yourself more and more closely tapped in with an almost psychic resonance. And it starts to pervade throughout your whole life, this sense of being in flow. No doubt you've heard people talk about it. It's one thing to hear about it. It's another thing to experience it. And just to give you an example of what happened for us when we set about putting on our conference, Bridging Heart and Marketing, the very first time, as I said, people told us not to do it. What we found was miraculous, because people who we knew who were more given to conscious living, more given to spiritual issues and soulfulness in their private and professional life, we went to them to ask them if they would help us promote our conference. Well, they all said yes. That in itself was a blessing we hadn't quite expected. And so many of them spontaneously said, I want to put you in touch with these two people, these three people, people you don't know, but they will want to help you. And indeed they did. And there was this magical flow of getting in touch with people we'd never met before, people who were right in alignment with what we were doing and what our conference was for and who our conference attendees were. And they all helped get the word out about our conference so that our conference was booked and solid and populated with people who wanted to be there, who had been looking for precisely what Bridging Heart and Marketing represented in terms of heart-based marketing. It was magical. We were in touch with a kind of flow we'd not experienced before. That's what we're talking about when you give yourself to magnifying your excellence.
Now, when you do, you're likely to run into some people who will respond negatively. They will say in one form or another, who do you think you are? What are you doing? How dare you? And if you're going to do that, you better be careful. And they are trying to insist. They are insisting that you stay within the limits that they know you to be within, and they are comfortable being with you inside. They want you to stay inside those limits. They'll call you selfish, self-centered, narcissistic, and that is scary because it may create some self-doubt. It may rattle the foundation of what it is you're doing, particularly if you're doing it for the first time. Like Judith said, when we decided to do this conference, people said, don't do it. It wasn't like we just thought, oh, well, what do they know? We were frightened by them. We were made anxious by them. Maybe we're not doing the right thing. You have to be careful, and here is a way to understand what you're doing in a way that will support you. And it's a definition of humility that we use. And it goes like this. Humility is not the false suppression of your gift. And you've heard this before if you've listened to the other CDs in this program, Overcoming the Fear of Being Fabulous. Humility is not the false suppression of your gifts. It's the full expression of your gifts as a way of honoring their source. Think about it. If you believe in God, the universe, energetic forces, divine energy, whatever it is that the highest value in your life means to you and whatever you call it, and you believe, for example, that it flows through you, how can you not express what you have been given or what you're able to discover or what you're willing to express? How can you not do that? You are being given a gift. You must express it. To suppress it because you are uncomfortable with breaking out of boundaries or you're concerned with who out there is going to think badly of you means that you have placed someone thinking badly of you higher than the highest image that you hold in your mind for whatever it is that is the source of this experience we call life. So, when you take the leap, when you make that move, understand that you are doing it as an expression of source, and that will give you a foundation that will not only give you comfort, but courage and vision and direction as you move along.
All right. Now, we want to say a bit more about what we mean when we say magnify your excellence. What do we mean by magnify? As Jim said in the beginning, when you magnify something, you do make it larger. You do make it stand out from what's around it. In other words, you make it more visible. You clarify it. You make it show up in a clearer form. And in that way, when we're talking about you, you put yourself forward in a larger position with a larger stance, and you make yourself more visible. We want to say that because very often people throw language around and they don't define what they're actually talking about. We want you to have a clear idea and a clear feeling about magnifying your excellence. So we mean shining a brighter light on who you really are, your gift, your essence, your heart, your skills, your expertise, all that you are. And by magnifying, we mean that you are dedicated to expanding and growing your ability to be fully present and give the larger gift of your being and being available for what you want. For instance, yesterday, Jim and I attended a meeting here in town, and we were very eager to meet the speaker, and it was a big gathering. Maybe there were 800 people there. And we had the good fortune of being seated in the front row off to the side, and we wanted to catch the eye of the speaker. We had that intention. Notice we were not hanging back. We were magnifying our presence, and so we sat forward. We radiated our energy as a presence, and we made a point when after the event, the speaker was greeting people in the hallway. We made a point of going up and introducing ourselves and introducing the reason we wanted to speak with him and make the connection. And he said, well, I noticed the two of you. I noticed you sitting right there in the front row. So we were radiating. We had our intention to meet him. He noticed us because we were magnifying our excellence. That's just a small example of what we're talking about.
The idea of intention here is critical because we wanted to influence this man as he was speaking from the dais, and we were seated in the front row. And I knew he and I had locked eyes two or three, maybe four times during his presentation. I didn't know that we'd get the chance to meet him after. That was fortuitous. Actually, it wasn't. It wasn't a coincidence. It wasn't fortuitous. We actually intended that meeting because during his presentation, I leaned over to Judith and I said, Judith, we have to intend that he is going to connect with us, and we're going to connect with him so we can tell him what it is we have to offer his organization. So just intend it, Judith. And as I sat there, as I sat in that seat, I said to myself, Spirit, let's make this happen. Let's make this connection happen. So he connected with us, and there he was. After it, he disappeared, and I spoke to his grandson, and I spoke to the MC of this particular event, and then we spoke, Judith and I, to his wife. And then we were leaving, and there he was out in the hall greeting people. So we stood in line, and as Judith said, we walked up. When we arrived, we walked up, and he looked at us and said, I saw you two in the front row. That was not an accident. We intended that. We wanted to provide a positive influence on him so we could then approach him with this program that we have that we think can serve his organization very well, and he was very interested. So that's what we wanted. Again, you have to allow yourself to do this. You have to intend it. You have to express it. You have to take the action. I spoke to his grandson, to the MC, to his wife, and finally to him. So he's getting Judith and I from four different angles because we took action, and we are sure that we're going to be working with him, and that is also fully our intention. So when you magnify, when you get larger and clearer, and you know what you want, and you identify what you want, and you are standing out in relief against the surrounding, that's precisely what happened to us. We were there in the front row, 800 people, and we stood out. Now, what about excellence? Magnify your excellence. So what do we mean by excellence? Magnify your excellence. Well, by excellence, we mean continually revealing more of what lies behind the protective barriers you learned to use to protect yourself as you were coping with the world. That's called the ego. And we put up these ideas and barriers that create these limits we live within, and oftentimes we put them up as protective devices. And you reveal to yourself, as well as to the world, more of who you are. You reveal by taking action, you reveal through your expression, and you are living a path of discovery. For example, when we set out to do this conference, we have focused on what we are calling soft sell marketing. People did not understand what we were talking about. We wanted caregivers, people who are bringing care to the world, and people who are in self-development and personal growth and life enhancement. We wanted to have a conference for them. Why? Because that's what Judith and I came from. We were therapists, so we wanted people like us to have a place. So we put it out there. We put it out in the world. We didn't know that 2.5, 3 years ago when we started internet marketing. We do now because of this action that we keep taking. More stuff gurgles up from the soul of who we are, and we keep expressing it into the world. So excellence means continually revealing more of who you are to yourself as well as to the world, and let yourself be a discoverer, and let the world discover you in your clarity and your largeness and your definite visibility.
Now, by excellence, we're not talking about something that you just effortlessly jump into and reveal to the world. Not like that. By excellence, we mean that you are committed to your own honest pursuit of being more fully on the planet. And Jim just mentioned your ego. Because often the ego wants to jump in and say, no, 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 you're not supposed to act like that. No, 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 that's not allowed. And sometimes the ego is so caught up, it is busy renouncing the world and saying things like, oh, you don't want to get involved with those kind of people. You know how business is. You know how that group is. You know what it's like to act like that. Whatever the ego may have learned along the way to keep you back, you have to continually question where are those messages coming from and compare what the ego is yammering about with where your soul wants to take you, where spirit, where divine intervention wants to take you, where the larger forces of the universe want to take you. So that journey is part of your excellence, is to stay aware that you must always question any voice that you hear, any message that wants to hold you back in favor of going forward with spirit and soul in your corner.
Now, we want to be sure that you understand that there's no silver bullet. We talk about action. Judith is talking about working and expressing. This is an active life. We must take action. If you're waiting for a silver bullet, something that will just make it all happen, then you're waiting in vain, because think about it. First of all, you may not get a silver bullet, so as a result, you're waiting in vain. But let's assume just for the moment that you do, that something comes along and just opens up some enlightenment in you. You still have to continue living. You still have to express that enlightenment. You still have to turn that enlightenment into some kind of manifestation. There is nothing on this planet that you cannot not work for. It's always part of the work process. There's nothing on this planet that is done and achieved without work. The silver bullets are a myth, and the beauty of living here, and you've no doubt heard it, it's not about the destination, it's about the process. Well, it's really true, because there are hundreds, maybe thousands of destinations that you will accomplish, but not without doing the work.
And in terms of what Jim is talking about, of being actively involved in working with your own process. I want to reiterate that part of being involved in your own excellence is your ability to share your story to provide hope and inspiration to others. That is the gift that you can now provide as you are moving through your fear of being fabulous and moving into magnifying your excellence. And we have been sharing our story with you throughout this program, continuing to share our story with you now. And one of the things that happened recently, and we're very delighted that the woman who this occurred with has been spreading the story of how she'd been working on her hold back. This is a professional woman involved in speaking, and she had part of her hold back that nobody really knew about, but she'd been working on it for years, and we worked with her in terms of overcoming her fear of being fabulous and released for her, with her participation, of course, a block that she had been trying to get at for many, many, many years. We do not have official permission to give you her name right now, but we know that she has begun to share with people how this has worked for her. And that's what we want you to do. We want you to spread the word about how your overcoming your fear of being fabulous has worked for you so that you can give people hope and inspiration based on your journey and encourage them to magnify their excellence.
Another way that excellence is expressed is by the way you give back. You give back personally, professionally, and philanthropically. You give back what flows through you, your particular gifts, from whatever you consider source to be. It comes through you. We don't invent these things. We merely express them. We are vehicles. We are not the source. There is a source, and we're gifted with whatever it is we are given to express into the world. So, for example, we have a favorite charity. It's called HUB, Humanity Unites Brilliance. And it is a wonderful, wonderful organization. It's actually an organization wherein when you give your money, 40% of your gifts goes to charity, 40% goes to a pool whereby being a member, you actually get a rebate. So you not only give, but you receive. It's what I said earlier. You cannot just give and you cannot just receive. Those are both truncated. Those are both crippling ways of being in the world. That's on the charity side, the philanthropic side. Now, we also, professionally, when we came into internet marketing, we knew very little because we came as therapists. We knew nothing about marketing, less about selling, and a little bit about computers. And when we studied and went to classes and took courses and went to seminars, we realized that a lot of the people who were saying that they were doing things for newbies, new people, were really doing it for people, to use a metaphor, we were in kindergarten and they were talking to junior high and high school kids. We had no idea a lot of the time what they were talking about. So we set out and created a course with our partner Tom Justin called First Step Internet Marketing as our way to give back from our experience what we think the beginner needs. And it is rudimentary and it is elementary, but people from all over the world have taken the course and they said thank you. That was our way of giving back professionally and personally. Now, I'm going to talk about Bridging Heart and Marketing, our conference, which may sound professional, but it's really personal because of our desire to express into the world and create a structure and a community where people like us, caregivers, can feel an integrity and can feel solid in their capacity to sell and market their caregiving gifts, price them accordingly, make a good income, and not feel anxious in the sense of feeling guilty for what they're doing. We are creating this, and it is happening, and people from all over the world are talking and speaking with us now with respect to Bridging Heart and Marketing. So excellence is the way you give back through your gifts, professionally, personally, and philanthropically.
And if you have an interest in Bridging Heart and Marketing, just go to bridgingheartandmarketing.com. Also, by excellence, we mean all the ways that you can take care of yourself. It's so important that you not just give. As Jim said, it's important to give and receive. So we want you to receive from yourself by taking good care of yourself, whether that's setting good boundaries in your relationships, taking care of your health, your diet, your appearance, making sure that you're involved in ongoing learning, that you're stimulating your intelligence, your brain, and you are taking care of your income. making sure that you have abundance, the abundance that you deserve, all the ways that you can be excellent in your self-care.
So when you are larger because you are magnifying and you are visible because you are stepping out, you are clear because you're willing to identify and be present in terms of who you are so that you stand in bold relief against the surroundings. The action that constitutes excellence is acute listening. You are a listener. You're not just involved in your own mind and in your own head. You're listening to what's going on around you. And why? Because you have the capacity to see and be impacted, to give out with your listening, to give your attention, and to receive what's coming back so that you are moved and changed by what comes back to you. So focused and acute listening is critical as one of the actions. Another action that constitutes excellence is focused expression. You're not all over the place. You're not wasting your own words. You're not babbling. You're not gossiping. You are focusing your expression based on your gifts to create clarity and place that clarity into the world. Focused expression is part of the action of excellence. And another action of excellence is the dedicated use of your time. Not sitting in front of a television. By the way, there's nothing wrong with television, but not abusing it by sitting there and becoming inert in the presence of the television. Not going around and wasting your time in a way because, aside from the fact that we have a short life, your source is trying to express through you, and time is one of the mediums we live in. When you dedicate your time and to dedicate the use of your time, that's an action that will harness and focus your expression, your gifts, your depth, and your clarity, and your desire. So, three actions that constitute excellence: acute listening, focused expression, and dedicated use of your time. I would just like to add, perhaps you are wanting in this particular audio to be told precisely what to do. And believe me, we are. These are principles you must then take and express them specifically in your life. We cannot say do this or do that because we don't know who you are that's listening, other than we know that you're looking to magnify your excellence, and we're giving you these techniques and these skills to magnify your excellence. And when you know it, for example, the dedicated use of your time, that's not something that's well known by most people. Very, very low percentage of people understand that principle. Acute listening and focused expression are the same. So these are very, very solid techniques that you can use to accomplish what it is you're after. And the more you magnify your excellence, the more present you become, the more visible, the more available emotionally, intellectually, spiritually that you become. And when we say present, we mean you are aware, mindful. Your mind is sharp. It's clicking. Your awareness is acute. You know what's around you. You're able to sense and read the scene around you and your presence in it. So there is a completed loop. There's a whole quality to your life and your being in the world. You're acutely sensitive to yourself and others. You cannot be excellent if you're not aware of yourself and you're not aware of others. If you're not aware of others, you're narcissistic. If you're only aware of others, you have no identity. It has to be both yourself and other to complete that loop. And you're also receptive, as I said before, to what is coming to you. Think about it. There's this phrase that says, "It is better to give than receive." If everybody's giving and nobody's receiving, what are we talking about? Giving and receiving are critical, and you know this in your own life in a very simple way. If you give a gift to someone or a compliment and they don't receive it, that's not a good feeling. It hurts because we are genuine in our giving of the gift, and when it's not received, there's an absence, there's a hole. It's like something's been cut off. The completion is the receiving. When you give a gift and you get the gift received and someone smiles and says, "Thank you," that feels terrific. That is critical in magnifying your excellence, the loop of giving and receiving. Actually, you and the other, giving and receiving, expressing and being influenced as well as influencing, that is a key concept to understanding the whole principle of magnifying your excellence.
Also, as you continue to magnify your excellence, you're going to increase your confidence. You're going to feel more joy. Being joyous is going to become more and more part of who you are. Feeling generous, as Jim talked about earlier, feeling spontaneously available to give without any cost or martyrdom to yourself. And continually digging deeper into what makes you you allows you to continually magnify your excellence in ways you can't even now imagine. At the heart of magnifying your excellence is a practice, a spiritual practice. And it is a practice that we define by making the choice to go where the door is open and avoid going back into the smaller frame from which you came. Now, I want to give you a story from my life that exemplifies what I'm talking about. As we said, one of the things that you want to do is be able to talk with others about your process and how you have learned in your journey how to go forward, how to magnify your excellence, how to overcome the fear of being fabulous so they can begin to be inspired by you. Some years ago, I was in the kitchen. I was about to prepare some salad, and I like ground up flax seeds in my salad, and I put the flax seeds in the blender. Jim and I were talking. I hit grind, only I had failed to put the lid on the blender, and the flax seeds went flying all over the kitchen, all over the floor, in the sinks, all over the counter, all over everything. And I could barely stand how I felt. I was filled with self-loathing. I was embarrassed to turn around and even look at Jim. I knew I had to. He was standing right there. I couldn't avoid it. What was I going to do? So finally, I did turn around, and he was smiling at me. Now think about this. I have a choice. I can stay in my humiliation, my embarrassment, my self-hatred that I am so full of, or I can turn toward the love and affection embodied in the smile that I'm seeing on Jim's face, because the embarrassment, the humiliation, and the self-hatred came from my past, came from where I came from how I was raised. And I had a choice in that moment to either stay stuck in my past, feel small, stay caught up in self-hatred, or make the choice that I did make, which was to move toward Jim, let him put his arms around me, let him laugh a little, actually, and tell me that he actually thought it was pretty cute. And he said, and now let's clean it up. I'll help you. No big deal. Nothing bad happened. And I was released more fully into my excellence, into my future, into where I wanted to go instead of choosing to stay in the past. And that is a story I share with you so that you can make those choices yourself. To always go towards where you are being accepted, where you are being praised, where people are appreciating your gifts, and choosing not to go back to where there was any kind of diminishment of who you are.
So magnifying your excellence is a practice. It's a spiritual practice. And it's a commitment to discover and be and express all that you can be as you go through. Because none of us really know all that we can be, because all that we can be emerges and evolves as we grow. When you're making yourself larger and visible and clear, and you're bold in relief against your surroundings, and you are shining a light that's brighter than you normally shine, and you're dedicated to expanding and growing your ability to be fully present, giving the larger gift of your being, and you're giving, and you know that receiving is the other side of the fullness of giving, and you are positively influential in the world, and you're revealing more and more of yourself and discovering more and more of yourself, coming out from behind those barriers you've put up to protect yourself and deal with growing up in this world. And you're honest about your struggle being on this planet, because all of us have some degree of struggle. And you're willing to share your story, and you give back professionally, personally, and philanthropically. You take care of yourself, your health, your appearance, your income, and you listen acutely, and you are focused in your expression, and you're dedicated in your use of time, then you are more present. And it is in that presence that your excellence will be visible, that your excellence will radiate, that your excellence will be clear to them, whoever they are, and to you. So the anxiety that Judith talked about earlier, and perhaps even the depression she mentioned earlier, those recede as you understand and stand in the confidence of your excellence, because you have been willing to take action. And I'm going to say it again, the Holy Grail, the deep inner sanctum, the most sacred of the sacred, is action. You must take action so that you are expressing and living your commitment to being all that you can be.
So as we said, magnifying your excellence is a practice, a spiritual practice. It is a commitment to being all that you can be. I'm Judith Shervin.
And I'm Jim Snikowski.
And we congratulate you on working with this program, Overcoming the Fear of Being Fabulous, so that you can magnify your excellence.